quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian, and it is Wednesday here on the show. You know what that means? We got a lot of news to get into today. AW Dynamite is coming up here tonight. 7 segments announced for the show, so we'll tell you about all of that. And then all of the news. We're going to open up with an update on Chelsea Green, who, of course, has been in bed rest after a heart procedure done recently. We've also got a correction about the new TKO deal with Arizona, and we'll tell you what's going on there. More on MyAEW for those of you out of the country that are using MyAEW, now expanding to new platforms. If you want to check that out, Filthy Tom is going to join us here today, so we'll probably talk a little bit about the Rousey-Carano fight, which is coming up this Saturday on Netflix, May 16th. Go over the card for the show and talk about that. We got some ratings notes from Collision and SmackDown. An angle, an odd angle that AEW is doing with Swerve Strickland. And we'll also talk about Hulk Hogan and a bunch of other news as well. If you'd like to text us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com, as well as F4WOnline Threads, Instagram, and Cameo at Brian Alvarez X and Blue Sky. If you did not check it out, last night on the Brian and Vinny show, our special feature was, in fact, an interview with Violent J. After over a month of reviewing Juggalo Championship Wrestling shows, we got Violent J on the show. It's the second time he's been interviewed by me. And man, what a great interview. And it's free right now, The Brian and Vinny Show, on all platforms. You can listen free. So head up there and check it out. More on that after the break. Observer Live.
Listen, were you forced into getting a solar contract and now you just don't want it anymore? Maybe the solar company misled you. Or is your solar contract buried with hidden fees? Are you not saving the amount of money you thought you would on your energy costs? Don't worry. At the Solar Exit Hotline, we can help you cancel your solar contract, even if the panels are already installed. Our experienced legal team will review your contract and help you cancel it, possibly saving you thousands of dollars. You got to call right now for complete details. So listen, if you're not happy with your solar contract for any reason, we are here to help you cancel it. Call the Solar Exit Hotline now for immediate options to help you exit your solar contract. This call is 100% free.
800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. That's 800-826-4073.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Old Filthy's joining us here today.
Yo, when's that guy going to find out who actually is on this show?
For a wacky Wednesday?
No, it's always...
Oh, the deep voice man?
Yeah.
Brother, I made those like 15 years ago. I don't even know if I could have those redone. And besides, we kind of felt that, like, you know, it's a tribute to old Sempervivi. We just leave his name on there.
I mean, it is sad that he's passed, but...
Well, he hasn't passed, but, like...
Well, he's...
I was given the option. Should passed, we leave Sempervivi in, or should
show.
We take it out? I said, leave it in. Right? You didn't,
he's passed the show.
He's passed... Well, he's passed on from the show, but, like, he could be resurrected at any time.
That's
I got no
scary.
Host
that's
the next
a,
2 days.
That's a scary thought.
Now... Yes, we voted to leave him in. Don't worry, everybody.
I didn't vote. What do you mean? I've been asking you to change it for like months.
Because it's my call.
Behind the scenes.
All right.
You said you were going to change
I'll see if I can add it. How about that? We'll leave Sempervivi.
Add it?
Well, we'll have Sempervivi in on days where you or Lance aren't here. But if you and Lance are here, then if you want to, I can.
Why don't you just get that like a weird voice?
I got to find the guy, unless you want me to do it or Don.
You can't have John Cena do it?
No.
He's the big voiceover guy. What about Violent J? You could have had him do it last night, but you didn't.
You know, guys, I got to tell you something. You know, Dave, every time Bruno Sammartino's name comes up on the Observer show, Dave always has to mention he's the best guest in the history of the show, okay? And listen, I don't want to take anything away from any of the guests we've ever had. We've had so many great guests on this show and hosts, but... I'm telling you, man, I found the show that he did. It was a Figure Four Daily in 2011 was the first time he was on the show. And, you know, listen, I've done 18,000 shows, okay? Everyone always brings up, hey, remember that time you interviewed so-and-so? Or remember that show you did? And it's like, I don't remember that. I did 18,000 shows. I've never forgotten that first show with Violent J. It was so good.
Well, and he forgot it.
He did. But, well, it was also, he was on Figure Four Daily, which probably didn't sound like Wrestling Observer. I think maybe he was sold on Wrestling Observer for the Brian and Vinny show.
I'm sure he was on a lot of things.
The point of
during
this
that
is,
time period.
The point of this is, he was so good yesterday. He is so great on these shows, And listen, I put it up free, everybody. It's on every platform. It's free. There's no ads. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Front Page, YouTube. Just go up and watch it. Like, I just love Violent J. He's my main man. So anyway, go listen to that show. But how do we even get on this? Oh, him doing the voiceover? I could probably talk to him about it, for being honest. But I do have to do important details here before we get back into the frivolity, as always. So yesterday, there was the announcement that TKO and the Arizona Sports and Event Alliance announced they were going to be bringing 7 events to the state, including WWE, UFC, Zuffa, and professional bull riding. And I did tweet out yesterday because I was told that the WWE agreement, the TKO Phoenix agreement, was for a Survivor Series, a Royal Rumble, and a Saturday night's main event. Okay? News got out all over the place after I did that. This morning, I was told by a source at the Arizona Sports and Event Alliance that that is not true. Okay? So I am here to publicly state, this is what I'm going to do, okay? Hey, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong, right? And I flat out will tell you that the Arizona Sports and Event Alliance is saying that the report that Survivor Series, Royal Rumble, and Saturday Night's Main Event, which came from me, is inaccurate, okay? Now, I will also say, in fairness, that when I approached the source that told me that the Phoenix agreement was for Survivor Series, Royal Rumble, and Saturday Night's Main Event, when I told them that the Arizona Sports and Event Alliance denied that, the response I received was, and I quote, okay. So, that's what I can tell you, because I have to give you all sides of the story, and that's that. But WWE is going to Arizona.
Well, is perhaps the story just that there's more because you did not report on the PBR?
Well, no, it was
accoutrement.
I was, according to the Arizona, well, the Arizona Sports and Event Alliance side is that those are not the events, the WWE events, and say is, we'll wait and see, okay? But that is what they said. So if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I didn't make it up. I can just tell you that much.
Hey, so anyway. I mean, listen, if you're going to run 2 nights of SummerSlam, Phoenix sounds like a pretty good place to do it, too.
Hey, Phoenix, listen, I talked about this yesterday. Phoenix sounds like a great place for any WWE event because I very much enjoyed when I went to Phoenix for
the weather is almost always good.
Yeah.
The girls are so hot.
Is that right? That's exclusive to Arizona?
There's something about it.
Okay. I will take your word for it. I just watched old sweaty dudes have a retirement match. I mean, all right. Tonight is Dynamite. Asheville, North Carolina. City of Asheville has confirmed that to me. Triangle of Madness, Sky Blue, Julia Hart, and Tekla will be facing the Brawling Birds, Alex Windsor, and Jamie Hayter, and Hikaru Shida. Kevin Knight's TNT Championship Open Challenge. Who will accept that? I hope they have brave people in the locker room, unlike on Raw. We got Darby Allin and Takeshita for the AEW World title. This was originally Darby Allin and Okada, but on the Collision show this weekend, Don Callis just noted that Okada had to go back to Japan for family business, and therefore he would be replaced by Takeshita. And without, you know, details or anything like that, I can tell you that that is legitimate. This match was supposed to be Darby and Okada tonight, but there was a legitimate family issue that Okada went back to Japan for, and so the match is off. Now it's Takeshita and Darby. FTR versus the Young Bucks. Well, it's actually FTR, Ciampa, and the War Dogs, Finlay and Clark Connors, against the Young Bucks, Christian Cage, Adam Copeland, and Orange Cassidy. So that's our weekly banger. MJF will make an appearance, it says here, and he better, because they're doing the contract signing for the Darby match if he agrees to put his hair on the line.
If.
Which, by the way, did you see that Best of the Brian and Vinny show thumbnail with the side to side of me with hair and me bald?
No.
I'm going to need to get that information about Turkey if something goes wrong here, because holy smokes, was that freaking unbecoming.
It's a country in...
Thanks, Tom. Will Ospreay will be facing Ace Austin, and the men's and women's AEW Owen Hart Foundation brackets will be announced. So, just in time now that Will Ospreay has been cleared. He was announced as being cleared on Collision, by the way. So, there you go. I like that Collision show. I really like that show at the golf course.
Why is Will Ospreay with the Death Riders?
That has not been explained.
Well, it has.
Well, I mean,
not to my liking.
Their explanation, but like, I did laugh when they did the latest segment on Dynamite, and they go back to the announcers, and Excalibur, he doesn't even try to explain it. He just says, "From trying to break the man's neck and ending his career to training him," and they just moved on. It's like, yeah, well, I missed something on Facebook, I guess.
Yeah, what? I don't know. It's not like a Rocky Apollo situation where they're like both striving to be the best. And
well, they will in this Owen Hart.
They weren't trying to maim each other, but that's exactly what they were doing. They were trying to maim each other in this, and now you're going to trust this man to train you?
Yes, he is. That Collision show, I liked it a lot, but 342,000 viewers and a 0.05. Big Data Plus panel is struck again, brother. It's killing everybody. And we'll see what it does to NXT. We'll get into that a little bit later. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? Would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Yeah, Mike Sempervivi, I want you to know if you're listening that when you're replaced in the thing right there, it's Tom's fault. Tom had me looking up voices 123 and all this other crap during the break trying to find this deep voice man. Now Dom's going to do it out of the goodness of his own heart. I'll find it.
I didn't tell you to do a damn thing.
Oh, get out of here.
You started searching on your own.
Hey, Tom, listen. You know why we kind of get along? Because I know how to deal with you because you're exactly like Granny. Just quiet.
Oh, just quiet guilt.
Dumped upon me.
I do like my soaps.
You know how many times Tom has stood in for me on this show and like afterwards, you know, I text him, I go, hey man, thanks, I really appreciate it. He goes, whatever. It's always his response, whatever.
Yeah, if it's lowercase, whatever. You're all right. If it's uppercase, you're in trouble, buddy.
Tom, every time you've had a problem, have I not tried to solve the problem for you? Because I'm actually a good friend.
Oh.
And I was a good tag team partner now? Too. Yeah. It's how we communicate. Where were we? Are we doing news?
You wanted to talk about Gina and Rhonda, actually.
Not really. Chelsea Green is already back up on her feet. Shared a new update. I'll let you do it in a minute. She had SVT. This is important. She had SVT, and she's off bed rest, she tweeted. And she doesn't like sitting still. She felt very loved this week, and hopefully she'll be back soon. So, there you go.
Were you reading that off cue cards? What's that report? I'm glad Chelsea Green is doing well, but...
Why don't you talk to us about this Gina Carano-Ronda Rousey fight without using cue cards? Go ahead.
Oh, I mean, that fight is not too intriguing to me.
But you don't say.
I mean, based on the build-up to the actual fight, I'm excited because it is the big departure from the usual when it comes to the UFC. And, you know, people complain about WWE and how everything is always the same across brands, but it's nowhere near as homogenized as the UFC is. Everybody's wearing the same uniforms. Everybody looks the same. This is the rare opportunity, like I said, on a major level for MMA to have its time in the sun. You know what I mean? It's going to be a different show. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of production put behind it. All of these shows that MVP puts on Netflix, whether you like the participants or not, they are fantastically produced shows with a lot of hoopla and a lot of pageantry. And I expect that's what we'll get this week. Now, I said that Ronda Rousey and Gina Carano is not really, you know, that's not really doing it for me. It's more the overall package. I would expect Ronda Rousey to destroy Gina Carano once she wants
to. Seems likely.
My guess is that she carries her for a bit and then eventually beats her. I did see Matt Brown.
I could see her not even throwing a single strike if need be. Take her down and submit her and
yeah. That's it. The immortal Matt Brown actually picked Gina Carano, which surprised me. But
is that right?
Yeah, I respect Matt Brown a lot, but I expect Ronda Rousey to win that fight. Nate Diaz and Mike Perry and Francis Ngannou and Felipe Lins are the co-main events. So those are all actually five-round fights, believe it or not. Five-minute round fights. I can't imagine Francis Ngannou does not decapitate Felipe Lins within the first round. And there's no telling what's going to happen between Nate Diaz and Mike Perry. As weird as the Ronda Rousey and Gina Carano back and forth has been, where they're seemingly just admiring each other, you should watch the Nate Diaz and Mike Perry back and forth, where they refuse to talk trash about each other, yet they are so entertaining and intriguing as individuals. These two, it's like a match made in heaven. And I've got to imagine that they're gonna get cut. They're gonna get bloodied. I think Mike Perry might get the stoppage here, just based on his recent activity. But we'll see. Then on the undercard, a couple of big names that you may recognize. Junior Dos Santos is on the show. There have been a couple of fights that fell out, and some up and comers who you may not have heard of, but you should keep an eye on if you are a fan of fighting. One is from France. That is Saladin Parnasse, who was the former KSW lightweight and featherweight champion. He only has two losses in his career. One was years ago where he lost the featherweight title, but he regained it. And then he tried to move up and win the welterweight title at KSW as really a 145er, but he lost in that fight as well. But he is one of the best 155ers on the planet. And he will be taking on Kenneth Cross on the main card. And then another person I think, especially fans of this show, should be aware of, and that is a man that's stepping in on short notice for Muhammad Makhachev, who is one of the best 125 fighters on the planet. He could not get his visa situation, his work visa, handled in time, and they had to find a replacement to fight his opponent, Adriano Moraes, who is the former ONE champion. Adriano Moraes had a great flying knee KO over Mighty Mouse in ONE years ago, or I think Mighty Mouse was on his butt, and Moraes drilled him with a knee against the cage and got the finish. But he's taking on a man who actually won the Hog House of Glory six-man scramble match in Las Vegas during WrestleMania weekend. Pumi Nkuta is his name. 11-0 from the Ray Longo factory, whatever you want to call it, the Ray Longo camp. Matt Serra camp. Yes. And also trained, I believe, by Amazing Red. Wow. So he is fighting on this show as well. So keep your eye out for him. That's quite a impressive resume. Trained by Ray Longo, trained by Amazing Red.
Kind of is, actually.
There's only one person on the planet who I believe can say that. So best of luck to him this weekend. I'll be watching. I don't know where.
Yeah.
I looked it up. There are sports bars here in Vegas playing it, so maybe I'll be at them. But if not, I can watch it at home on Netflix.
Well, we'll get your full report on Monday. I probably will watch the main event at some point, but probably not live this weekend.
We got to get back to watching that dog fight. No. Remember that?
I can think of a thousand things I want to watch before a dog fight.
No, the 3-on-1 MMA show, remember?
With the guy in the suit of armor?
Oh, that was one of them.
That was a good one, if I must say. AEW, my AEW service expanding platforms, adding both Roku and Roku TV. This is the replacement for Triller, allowing international viewers or those using VPNs, it says here, to get access to AEW programming and pay-per-views for either a monthly or annual price. So now if you've got Roku, Apple TV, Fire TV, and Android TV, you can all get my AEW. What else do we got here? Anything? Oh, this Swerve thing. Everyone's asking about Swerve. Okay. I'll just read this and then we'll go from here. Swerve posted a video to social media on Wednesday explaining the storyline reason why he has not been on AEW programming. He has not wrestled since the March 25th edition of Dynamite when he lost a singles match to Kenny Omega. So he hasn't been on TV in almost 2 months. The match had the stip if Omega won, he would receive Strickland's number one contendership spot for the AEW World title. If Strickland won, he would have earned Omega's EVP status. He did a video and he basically said, as you can see, everybody, I'm not at AEW right now. I'm not at AEW Dynamite tonight in Nashville. I'm here at home because of AEW management. They want to keep me away from TV. I've been shooting the last couple of promos you see off-site. Haven't been at AEW TV. AEW management responsible for that. Shout out to Tony Khan. Thank you for having me do some ambassador work for WWE events, for sending me to the NFL draft, to the Jacksonville Jaguars 4th-round picks.
WWE events.
We said, I appreciate that, but you're keeping me away from doing my freaking job. That's getting in the ring and hurting people. Longer I'm away from the ring, longer I'm away from championship gold, you were keeping me away from doing what I do best, which is hurting people. And he goes on from there. So, Swerve has missed a lot of time before. And everybody is asking me if this is a storyline, if it was a shoot that turned into a storyline. I mean, he was doing promotional work for AEW. I mean, he's not the only person. I'll just put it this way, okay? He may not have any problem whatsoever, but I will say that he is not the first person who this has happened to. Just all of a sudden, you are not on the show for a while. And I can tell you that in virtually every single solitary case when this happens, it is irritating to people. Unless they specifically asked for the time off, or like, you know, in the case of Adam Copeland, you know, he's going to go make a movie, so he has to have the time off, or MJF or whatever. But like, for people that, you know, they were being pushed hard, they were in a big match, and then all of a sudden they're just gone, it is almost always a source of frustration. With that said, obviously, this is a storyline here, and I guess the question is, will the storyline play off on television, or is this just a social media storyline? Because, you know, those usually don't have a lot of legs, those social media storylines, but we shall see. But anyway, he's apparently not at the show tonight.
Well, where's Bandido been? That's who he's going after, and if Bandido's not on the show...
Bandido has been on the show, doing interviews about this. What's with the face? Back in a moment, NXT Observer Live.
Progressive's accident response can detect and send help when you need it most, after a major car accident. But other accidents, you're on your own. Like when you accidentally call your wife, Mom. When you accidentally say happy holidays on someone's birthday? When you accidentally wave at someone you thought was waving at you? We can't help with those accidents, but Progressive's accident response provides peace of mind after major car accidents. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Limited availability in California. Driver is responsible for emergency and towing charges not covered by the policy.
We call ourselves ASAP Travel for one reason. We can help you book a ticket ASAP. For those of you that don't know, that means as soon as possible. That means no wait time. You get through right away. No searching online. Our specialty is the lowest available fares on the big name airlines. You know them. We can't tell you their names. You can fly domestically or internationally and save more money than you could if you call the airlines directly. Our proprietary software goes underneath the hood of the major airline booking systems and finds you the best rates available. So if you're ready to make your travel plans right now, business or vacation travel, we have all the major airlines always at great rates. Call ASAP Trips and we'll have your ticket in your inbox in 15 minutes. Call this number now.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solutions Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. That's 800-520-8629.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hey, before we go to NXT, I got to mention that yesterday, the historic Temple Theater in Tacoma, Washington, caught fire. And I don't have a lot of great things to say about Tacoma, to be honest, but the Temple Theater was a really nice building. And back in the late 90s, early 2000s, actually probably through the mid-2000s, Tim Flowers, he had two promotions. I mean, it was the same promotion, but for whatever reason, if the shows were in Canada, it was International Championship Wrestling. And if the shows were in the States, it was the Pacific Wrestling Federation, which I think was part of the Triple Crown. But anyway, so all of the PWF shows, not all of them, but all the big shows were always held at the Temple Theater. I probably wrestled in that building like 50 times and caught fire. Two alarm fire yesterday. The roof was like billowing smoke. And apparently they put it out. Fire's out. No injuries. Fire contained to a rooftop deck and a structure on the roof. Caused under investigation. But the historic Temple Theater has been saved, so that's good news, because I would have been sad if the Temple Theater burned down. I won't lie. Even though I got caned so many times by that. All right, let's talk about NXT.
I need a second.
What happened?
My notes disappeared, but they're back. So a second was all I needed.
It's hard to give you enough time. Go ahead.
No, you weren't. You were just talking about the damn Temple
Theater. That's giving you time! Go ahead.
Lizzie Rain opened the show by letting us know that heavy metal is immortal, and so is she. She frantically made her way to the ring to team with Tatum Paxley against Nikita Lyons and Zarya. Booker T losing his mind during this.
Picture you like, sent.
Oh.
Are you aware, Tom? Are you aware that I am a reverend doctor?
No, I don't even know what that means.
Years and years ago, one of my friends was going to get married, and he wanted me to marry them. So I went through the Universal Life Church and paid $90, and I became a doctor of divinity for $90. And technically, I can be referred to as Reverend Dr. Brian Alvarez. And then something went wrong, and I never married him.
Producer Dom, I have a request for the new opening of the show, please. And we just had Brian, I believe, say it with his own voice. So,
right, get going.
Dr. Reverend Brian Alvarez.
Reverend Doctor.
Reverend Doctor of Divinity.
Yes, correct.
Brian Alvarez.
I am a Doctor of Divinity.
Now that's an air check.
All right.
But
where were we here? Good Lizzie Rain, I like this.
Good callback.
Except, you know what? I do have to say one thing. I don't agree with 90% of what Vince McMahon did, but the idea of, do we really need a Lizzie Rain and an Izzy Dame on the same show? The answer is no, and it's confused me for weeks now. So I think someone needs to change their name. It's just me.
I think Booker T forgot that Lizzie had already been on the show. Because he's like,
how?
I don't
Seriously,
know.
Seriously, how?
Like, he's like, I've been waiting weeks for this. Nikita was fantastic, as always, doing whatever it is that she's doing that is taking place in the professional wrestling ring and in the context of the professional wrestling world, but I would not describe as professional wrestling. However, she landed a great spinning kick on Paxley. Both women were down. Lyons went to make the tag. Zarya hopped off the apron, left her to eat a capo kick from Tatum, and the step-up Shining Wizard thunderstruck once again.
I liked the match itself, but oh my God, like, Zarya and Nikita are teaming up for the first time. It's the opener. They're already fighting. We already have the shorthand spot. I was like, oh my God. Can we not wait like 2 weeks? Nope. Just had to get it done. Whatever.
Well, they were clearly building to a four-way last week. So Tatum and Kendall were then backstage talking about Kendall Gray's match with Kalani Jordan tonight. Lola Vice came up, said that a rematch between her and Kendall doesn't sound like a bad idea. Kendall's like, yeah, things are kind of open-ended between us. And Lola's like, what are you talking about? She's like, I tapped you out. I beat you. You lost to me. What? But, hey.
Whatever. I have so much NXT PTSD that I can't get into this.
Lince Dorado faced Naruku. Naraku. In his NXT debut.
His name is Evil.
The former Evil, Naraku, which translates to like underworld or hell. Essentially the same thing. Got his name chanted as he was beating up the babyface Lince Dorado. Booker T called him Naroku the entire time, which I should make fun of, but I got the name wrong immediately when I tried to say it in this recap. So the man named after the underworld threw Dorado with multiple Fisherman Busters and STO. He got the win. They called the STO Enter the Abyss, which you might want to get, you might want to ask him before you do that. And then he let us know after the match that Naraku is pure evil.
Yeah.
So
this guy is so beyond this NXT, but like they need somebody who can work and be a star because they have just decimated this place.
The name generator team of Sean Legacy, EK Prosper, and Taint Wilder were talking in the locker room. Dorian Van Dukes came in and said he's almost cleared. He urged them to go take out the Birthright tonight. Natty and Jada Parker had an altercation backstage while Natty was doing a sit-down interview. And then we had the six-man match. This is like now the staple of NXT. They just throw the Birthright out there. You go wild for 15 minutes.
I thought
a bunch
of
moves.
I thought this match was great, but it was actually very much my criticism. What the frick is in my eye? Hold on. Go ahead.
Did pure evil enter your eye?
Might have. Okay, I think I'm good. My problem with this match was very much like the first match. This is the very first match on this show for Tate Wilder. And the story is, they're like doing this match, and he's making a comeback at the end, and then Legacy on the apron's like, tag me! And Tate's like, no, I got this! And he hits a big move, and the guy kicks out. Legacy's like, tag me! Tate's like, no, I got this! He hits a big move, the guy kicks out. Tate and Legacy and Prosper are both, dude, make a tag! This guy goes, no, I got it! And of course, he misses, and he gets pinned. And I should watch it like, do you have to make the guy look like an absolute idiot in his debut? Like, could we not go a few weeks and, like, showcase the guy? Like, his gimmick is that he's, what do they say, a thrill seeker and a daredevil, even though his two partners are doing way more high-flying than him and crazy stuff. So, like, why don't you get the character over
a
little
bit?
He did
a frog splash.
Yeah. Get the character over, give him a couple wins or whatever, and then you can do this story. It's like his very first night, he's a moron. Wow, cool.
Hey, I mean, he looked good in the ring, I guess.
He was fine.
Yeah, I wasn't not a fan of this character already.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, he showed up later on, too, which we can get to. Tatum Paxley gave Lizzie, yeah, God, these names.
I told you.
I had to double check. She gave Lizzie a shot at her title next week. Then Shiloh showed up. Said he was researching this Tristan Angels guy. Lizzie said she knew him from the UK. Angels came in and said next week he's going to show Shiloh that he's in a class all of his own. So be prepared.
So this Shiloh's going to get sheared. A heel.
You didn't know that?
Well, I mean, I like, you know, hardworking guy, seventh generation. What's to dislike?
Mr. England. I mean, hey, he's more true to the gimmick than Mr. 50s. Don't get me started. I need more time than we have for this show to get into this Mr. 50s character that Violent J was talking about last night. But the Culling held their weekly.
Okay, hold on. Guan's on here. Says, why is the sheep shear acting all posh? Okay, so this is actually a good example of when NXT does it right. They explained all of this last week. He's a seventh generation sheep shearer, but he didn't want to be a sheep shearer. He knew he was better than that. So he broke the chain, although he is still a sheep shearer. He did like growing up.
He can shear sheep in under 60 seconds.
Yes, but he is above that, he claims. So he went into wrestling. And I guess being handsome, he's Mr. England, right? Is that what it is?
I mean, honestly, hold on. If he's shearing a sheep in under 60 seconds, he could make a lot of money.
Probably could.
Right? So there's a reason why he's loaded.
Tom, you find me a good sheep shearer and compare bank accounts with Roman Reigns, and I don't think that sheep shearer is going to win. So, he's got a good job to fall back on, is how I look at it.
The Culling held their weekly multi-level marketing scheme meeting. And Izzy will be watching Lola as she watches Kendall versus Kalani. She told Spears to leave, and then she just told Nico this for some reason. Robert Stone signed Mason Rook. Mason Rook took the mic, said he wants more. He's not just the best super heavyweight. He's the best at any weight. Tony D came out. Cam Hendricks jumped him. Mason Rook did a wildly dangerous moonsault from the post to the floor. No one should be expected to catch that guy doing a moonsault like that.
Dude,
get onto a pile.
Bro,
of
they
people.
Didn't even try.
Nor should you.
God.
How are you going to catch that? He didn't go over the top. He was flying right at him. You're going to catch 400 pounds of Mason Rook
doing a
moonsault off the post? Come on.
They parted like the Red Sea, and that guy crashed on the ground. I was like, whoa.
They parted like John Cena's.
And all they did, you know what's funny, is like they wanted you to not see the guy going up to the post. So instead, they filmed all the guys on the floor lining up and going like this to catch him. It's like, God. Amateurs.
Well, no, they're trainees.
I'm talking about the people who are like directing the show.
Emily Agard was on assignment with OTM.
I like
this. Was good.
Yeah. All
like
their personality profiles are the best things on the show.
Yeah. Nima and Lucian came off very human. Nima lost his mother at a young age. Now he takes care of his younger brother, JJ, who looks up to him. This was good. This is also good. Jackson Drake was brought to the ring on the shoulders of Michael Lockwood. Faced
this
off
was actually
Noam
good.
Dar. Yeah, after their verbal spat last week. Dar got beat up. He made a comeback after a Mighty Mouse armbar. He did the mousetrap armbar from the German. He threw him in the air, locked on the armbar. Drake went to the floor. Noam Dar chased after him, punched Baylor and smokes. Then, holy... Mute me. Mute me for like 30 seconds.
Go. Tom is frantically shouting profanities, and I don't even know who, but he's very, very mad about something. I presume it's when all the nerds showed up here, including, well, Mika's not a nerd. But, yes, you're right now?
What was the ref looking at?
That is a great question.
He was looking right at Micah Lockwood holding on to Noam Dar, and then just throws his hands in the air.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Oh, yeah. Well, I guess that's okay.
Terrible, terrible refereeing job.
Dark State's going after the Vanity Project. They want the tag titles. It's going to be Sugars and Lennox getting the match. Then Robert Stone, he's backstage. He goes, hey, Naraku, I got to have a meeting and talk to you about your future some other time. Then Cam Hendricks and Mason Rook are talking.
Sucks.
They didn't want to team up. Then Tate Wilder shows up, and Stone's like, you know what? Out of all the people, I got time for you, loser. And he sits down
cocky
and talks
loser.
To him.
Cocky, dumb loser.
Him.
Idiot loser.
Yeah. Well, he's going to face Keanu Carver next week, so he's going to be a loser once again. And in the main event, Kendall Gray took on Kalani Jordan. This is a good match, but marred by interference at the end. Backstage, Izzy jumped Lola. They fought out to ringside. Kalani stopped Gray on the top, hit her moonsault, got the win as the Lola and Izzy duo were fighting on the floor, bumping into poor Ren, who's already injured, and Kalani Jordan won the main event. And we can talk about what happened afterwards
after the break.
I am am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We only got 2 minutes, but I'm going to need at least like an hour to talk about this main event and aftermath on the Brian and Vinny show on Thursday, but go ahead.
Well, poor Ren was knocked down in this brawl on the outside. So Kendall Gray was pissed, rightfully so. She shoves Lola. Izzy runs in, boots Lola from behind, holds the belt high to end the show.
Did you see that boot to the back of the head that Izzy gave Lola Vice? Oh, my God. What are we doing?
It was like
strong style.
Like that Stephanie Vaquer. Well, she got destroyed. God. I'll tell you that much. Yeah, good to see another multi-person match is going to be at the top of the card for NXT. Can't escape it.
We'll see if that's what they do. Hey, listen, everybody, we got to wrap it up. Tom, you're off. You and Lance both off. I got to hold down the fort myself? I'll think of something.
I'm like Roman Reigns, buddy.
Is that right?
I might want to start adding some contracts to my date. Or dates to my contract.
Okay, anyway, I hope you have a wonderful weekend doing whatever you're doing. And yes, I'll be back later on tonight with Dave, everybody, Wrestling Observer Radio.
Mount Zion.
Only for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com as well as Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. In an hour, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, After Dark Radio, we will be back with a very special guest. It's going to be a lot of fun talking about hauntings. Hauntings today! So I'm excited about that. Make sure you check it out. Sports Byline, wherever you're listening to this show, you can listen After Dark live at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern. So check it out in an hour. And that's it, everybody. We'll talk to you again after a while.